Chapter 8, verse 6 of the Bhagavad Gita.
The next verse is a continuation of this verse. I think what must have happened, Swami Chinmayananda in his commentary says that the student must have raised his eyebrows, you know. What is he talking about? He was not very clear. So the teacher has to explain to him again what he means, because maybe he had some, you know, skepticism that I don't think what this guy is saying is, you know, is correct. And how can I, just because I remember God, I'll reach him? It's not possible. So maybe that expression was there, because the second verse explains this a little more. Verse number 6.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam yajtyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya tada tad bhava bhavitah.
Yam yam vapi. Yam yam means whatever, whatever. Api, whatever, whatever. Smaran, remembering, bhavam, that thoughts, tyajati ante kalevaram. Tyajati means gives up, what? At the end, kalevaram, ante, at the end, the body. So whatever thoughts a person has at the time of death, ante kalevaram, at the death of the body, tam tam eva eti, tam, and there tam tam, that alone, eti, reaches. O Kaunteya, O Arjuna, whatever thoughts a person has at the time of leaving the body, that state he reaches. Why? O Kaunteya, O Arjuna, the student, sada tad bhava bhavita. Sada means always, tad bhava bhavita. Those thoughts, thinking those thoughts throughout, constantly. When you think a particular thoughts, that is the state you will reach. It is very clear, like Buddha said even in his teaching, in his Dhammapada, he says that a person becomes according to his thoughts. And that is true. You know, one time there was a restaurant, there was a sign, you are what you eat. You know, and we always believe, you know, you are what you eat. But what you eat constitutes your physical body. You know, my physical body, depending on what I eat, that kind of body. If I eat healthy, I will have a healthy body. If I eat unhealthy, I'll have an unhealthy body. So that we know. But it is the thoughts that decide really what kind of person I am. The body, you know, yes, you know, somebody's short and somebody's tall, somebody's skinny, somebody's not, white, black, Mexican, Italian, you know, Asian. Those are all just the superficial appearance of the body, and the body in fact is the same. All beings throughout the world, all men and women have the same body with some superficial differences, the face, the skin color, the fingerprints. But what distinguishes me from her and him and her are the nature of my emotions, my thoughts, and my desires. So in reality, you are what you think, not you are what you eat, but you are what you think. And that is said by all the teachers, starting from Buddha, and all of them say that you are what you think. And it is a very well known fact that what you think constantly day and night, you become that. As we have said, a person constantly thinking about his business will become a successful businessman. A person constantly thinking about the Olympics, you know, 8 years ahead, they start planning for the 2018 or 2000, whatever, the 2020 Olympics, people will start training 10 years ahead, especially in the China and all Russia and all. What they do is they find these children who are gifted, and then they will put them in special academies and specially train them for the Olympics. So 8-10 years ahead, they are already planning that they're going to win the gold medal in 2020. And so so as you think, so you become. And it is very clear, you know, it is in this life also, we tell the children, you know, if you want to be successful, you have to have a goal, then you have to put all your effort to reaching that goal. If you think, it's okay, you know, once if I reach it, it's fine, if I don't, and those are the people. And we find that Swami Chinmayananda in this commentary, he says that all people have a goal, but 99% desire, only 1% deserve. Who are the ones who deserve? The ones who put the effort. A lot of us have desires, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that. But unless you put the effort, you will not deserve it. And that's what Swami Chinmayananda says, that he gives us what we deserve, but not what we desire. So, how will I put the effort if my thoughts are in that direction? I have to have strong thoughts that I have to achieve this, and then only I will put the effort. So that's what the purpose of education is. Like you teach somebody medicine, you know, you teach a young boy or girl to become a doctor, but then he or she then has to go out into the world and practice and work. And so it has to start with a thought, it has to start with a desire. So here he says that whatever thought you have inculcated throughout your life, that is what you become. And that is a very obvious fact. There is nothing to doubt that as you are, as you think, so you are. There's a funny story, actually. This was a real story. My father had a friend who was in the Navy. And this was in the 1950s, you know, where they didn't have very good records and no social security number and all. Anyway, so he was a very skinny man. He was barely, you know, probably weighed about 90, 100 pounds, but somehow he got into the Navy. It was the merchant Navy, not the war, but the one where they carry your transport, your goods and oil and all that. And he had a roommate who was a German who was huge. He was big. He was probably 300 pounds. And so the two of them shared a room and they were bunk mates. And this German had beautiful clothes. He was well off and he had all these beautiful suits. They used to call them shark skin. You know, those days the best cloth was called shark skin. It wasn't made of shark skin, but was like a silken cloth. And so this German had very nice clothes, and this Indian guy always used to admire his clothes. As it so happened, the German guy got sick and died. Now in those days they didn't have refrigeration that good, and when somebody dies at sea, they don't carry his body to the shore because they may not reach shore for 2 months or 3 months. You know, those days ships were slow. So they threw his body. They did it in a proper burial for him, and the minister came and chanted and whatever. He was Christian, and they put his body. And now they were trying to locate this. Who is this German? Where he? And those days records were not good, and they didn't know how did he join the company. You know, somebody remembered he was a little boy who just showed up one day and joined the ship. And so they didn't know where he was, who was his parents, brother, sister. They had no record. So this person being his roommate, they gave him that trunk. You know, you were his roommate. All his trunk of clothes, they gave it to him. Because they couldn't find anybody else. He had no other possessions, no family. So now this skinny guy has this trunk of beautiful clothes of a 300-pound man. And they don't fit him, you know, and he was constant, and it's a true story. Every day he used to open the trunk and look at those clothes in it. And it is said that within 6 months he gained enough weight where the clothes fit him. and then throughout his life he was very heavy. So the point is that what do you think? Because he desired those clothes, he wanted to wear those clothes. I guess he didn't want to get them altered, they were so nice. So as you think, so you become. And it is very well known. So that's what they say, that always try to fill your mind with good thoughts of love and compassion and kindness and charity and sharing. And because whatever desires I have, see, if I have negative desires, then it will result in negative thoughts, negative emotions, and then negative actions. So you have to start at the level of desires. People say thoughts don't matter. You know, so what if I'm thinking bad about somebody? He or she is not going to know that. But if I am thinking bad thoughts because of bad desires, then eventually it's going to result in bad actions. It is very true. You know, whatever I think, ultimately that's what I do. So that's what they say, that when a negative desire arises in the mind, check it at the level of desire. Don't wait till it becomes a thought, and don't wait till it becomes, person says, I slapped somebody or I said something rude and then I apologize, you know, I feel I'm so sorry I said this bad thing to you. But why even let it get to that point? Check it at the level of the thought or at the level of the desire, that I have this negative desire arising, I have this negative thought arising, let me not negative action. So they say, as you become constantly aware, and that's what we practice in meditation, and that is the essence of spirituality, that who are the spiritual people who have positive desires, who have love, compassion, kindness, and ultimately they even go beyond desires, where even the desire to serve goes away. In a saint, it's not that he's consciously helping people and serving. He or she, a saint, is just spontaneously, there's an outflow of love and compassion. Why? Because they have gone beyond these. Even the desire to help, desire to serve is no longer important for them. So they say that when the thoughts arise, when the desires arise, check them and then consciously make an effort. Say, one day I got angry with somebody, or one day I said something very bad. Then they say at the end of the day, introspect. We even talked about it in the Thursday class this week. That introspect and think that if I did something wrong, why did I do it? And then try not to repeat it. So you first have to become aware of your thoughts, and then only it can change to positive actions. So as you think, so you become. There was this man who thought he was a chicken. He was convinced. He says, I'm a chicken. I'm not a man. I'm a chicken. Anyway, so the people took him, because all the day he would go around clucking, you know, and he wouldn't talk like an ordinary human. So they said something wrong with this guy. So they took him to the psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist spent a lot of time, you know, this guy was seriously deranged, a lot of counseling and so many hours of sleeping on the couch and listening to him, and then all the medications and Prozac and everything, whatever he could think of. He gave him all the drugs, all the medicines, and all the counseling. And finally, he said, you are cured. He said, yes, doctor, I'm cured. I'm not a chicken. I am a man. The doctor was very happy. So this was his last visit. So he said, okay, this is your last visit. Thank you. I won't see you again. You are cured. You don't need to come back. So this man leaves, and the doctor has the next patient, you know, psychiatrist. So next patient is sitting, and this man leaves the doctor's office, and there is a cat roaming around, and he gets scared of the cat and starts running back into the doctor's office. And he runs into the, and the receptionist says, he said, I have to see the doctor. She said, no, he's with another patient. He said, I don't care. He pushes past the receptionist, pushes open the door and walks in. And doctor said, why are you, know, doctor got irritated because he was with the next patient. Why are you back? I told you, you are not a chicken. He says, no, but I saw a cat. So he said, so what? You saw a cat. You are not a chicken anymore. You are a man. Why are you afraid of the cat? He said, doctor, you know that I am not a chicken. I know that I am not a chicken. But does that cat know that? The cat doesn't know. And so the point is that as you think, so you become. So that is what the message of these two verses is, that we have to think positively, you have to think, and every opportunity you get, you have to consciously, and that is the difference between the saints and us, because in them, they have become one with that reality, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's not that a person can become a saint overnight or is born a saint. And then those who are born saints or who have become saint at young age, we say that they must have done a lot of good karmas, lot of good thinking, lot of good deeds in that previous life. Because in the sixth chapter where we had studied a couple of years back, and the Lord says that wherever you are at the end of your life, the next life you continue the same journey, like we said. Like I go to sleep an engineer, right? And then I'm not going to wake up in the morning a doctor. No, if I go to sleep an engineer, in the morning I'll wake up an engineer. If I go to sleep as a docker, as a robber, as a crook, I'm not going to wake up in the morning and suddenly become saintly and holy. No, if I'm a crook at sleep, I wake up. So if I have died with those saintly qualities in me, even if I have not reached sainthood, like he was asking, the person who has not reached that final sainthood, but is on the path of sainthood, then he or she in the next life will, in the sixth chapter, it says that such a person will get parents who will encourage this saintliness, these saintly qualities, or he will be born in an atmosphere where he or she can continue their spiritual journey. Or if somebody is a crook and wanted to cheat and lie and all, and he couldn't, you know, achieve that, he wanted to be the head of the band of the robbers. He wanted to be the biggest crook, you know, like Bonnie and Clyde, you know, will become famous. So then maybe next life he will be born in the house of crooks and robbers, so he can continue his journey of being crooked. So that is what they say, that whatever thoughts you have throughout your life, and those are the thoughts that you will have at the time of death. At the time of death, you are suddenly not going to become, you know, saint and not going to become. So just because somebody is having spiritual music played, yeah, that's good. You know, if a person is dying, we always do that, play good spiritual music. So maybe that music may penetrate his subconscious, even though the person may be on a respirator, may be unconscious, may not be responding. But we still, you know, recommend that you play good music around that person, so that maybe in his or her subconscious mind, those thoughts go. So whatever I have thought throughout my life, that is what I will become. So constantly put your effort, read good books, listen to the lives of saints, and I have said that many times, read about lives of saints. If you can buy books about lives of saints, read them, because they are so inspirational, how much they have sacrificed, how much they have suffered. And in fact, interestingly, the world always persecutes. You know, people who are saints are always persecuted, prophets, and we find that they all had very horrible time and very difficult lives. But throughout their suffering, throughout their sorrow, throughout their problems, one thought was constant, the thought of God. And they never forgot him. And they say that ultimately, as you remember the Lord, then you realize that God is not outside, but God is within me. He is within and without. That is why Jesus said, you know, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So one, if you have seen me, you have seen God. And that is what, that's why we call these saints as Bhagwan, like Raman Maharishi, the saint. They used to call, address him as Bhagwan, as God. Why? Because he has become one with God. So read about the lives of great saints, prophets, and get inspiration, and then apply that in your life. That is the second part of this, that whatever thoughts you have thought about, then I have to go out and practice. Whatever I have read in the scriptures, I have to bring it into my life. Otherwise, the reading is a waste. Like somebody studies engineering, spends 8 years in college, and then never goes out and builds a dam or never builds a road, then his parents will say, we sent you to college for 8 years, and what, you're not even going out to get a job? You're sitting home and watching TV? No, you tell him, you've studied civil engineering, now go out and build a road or build a dam. So whatever I have studied in my scriptures, I have to start applying, and then only the knowledge becomes final. So that is the essence of these two verses.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinam, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Akashchit Dukkhamapane. Om Shanti Shanti.